It's good to know that God is here, isn't it? And what we're experiencing this morning is the Holy Spirit working amongst us and speaking to our hearts. And I want to talk this morning about God moments, about that revelation that God's bringing to us when we're seeking Him, when we wanted Him to break into our lives. And God brings a revelation that brings clarity to our journey and our understanding of who God is. God is God, and He is huge. And sometimes we need a little bit of help to understand just what He's doing. We've sang one of the songs, "Show Me Who You Are. Open my eyes so that I see who you are." And when we say that, we're talking not just about who God is, but all that comes with God, His grace, His love, His forgiveness, His plans and purposes for your life. Sometimes we need a little bit of a God moment, a revelation in our hearts about who God is in our situations. Eddie this morning brought us something which was about, you know, you're not building this on your own. The moment you became a Christian, God is working with you. He wants to open up your eyes to understand that He has a destiny for each of us, that He wants to work in our hearts and in our lives. He's trying to produce something. It's not up to you to do that. I remember one of the revelations I had a number of years ago was quite awesome, really, because God said, "You're not God." He said that. He said, "You're not God. It's my job. It's my role as God to minister into the lives of those who come along, those who you have contact with. That's my job, not your job." And that brought a revelation and a release, because you're not my problem. You're God's problem. You're not my work, although we impart to you, but it's you working with God that actually brings some growth and transformation. It's brilliant. God is good. We just need to realize that. God is good, and we just need that revelation in our hearts that He's trying to do something in each of us, that none of us is excluded, that we are all included. But sometimes we exclude ourselves because we're not understanding what's going on, or we have a little bit of pride and we don't want God to help us. Let's move on. So that's what I'm talking about this morning, about God breaking into your lives, into your heart, into your understanding, and bringing something fresh and something new that moves you on in life, that brings a breakthrough, or it brings a solution, it brings a God answer into where you are in life. I just want to put a PowerPoint up. I'm going to have to read this, John 1. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the..." Darkness. In the... Who put that... Who made that PowerPoint? It's me. I just had that revelation. God became life. He became a living thing through Jesus Christ. Now, we believe that the Bible is the inspired word of God, and it brings knowledge and understanding of who God is and His plans for mankind. That includes you and it includes me. Just as the Word became flesh through Jesus Christ, so it shall become flesh in us. As God breaks into our hearts, we live the truth and the power of God. We are a fleshly representation of all that God is. Sometimes we know a lot of stuff, but we don't do it. Just in our normal everyday lives, we know that something needs cleaning. We know our cars need cleaning, or the house needs cleaning, or something needs mending. We know it. We know what the solution is, but we don't do it. And sometimes in our Christian walk, we have this struggle sometimes because we have a book that gives us so much information about God, but we don't do it. Sometimes we read the Word and we don't understand it because it is a mystery. very often the Word of God is a mystery to us, and we need help to understand it, to bring that life that wants to break into our hearts. It's a bit like Shakespeare. I don't know about you, but I've got... Does anybody understand Shakespeare? I did it at school. It still does not make any sense to me at all, although we do have teachers that try and explain it to us. I'm just a bit on the thick side, I think, where Shakespeare goes. But we can be like that with the Word of God. We read it and we don't really... What's he trying to say to us? We need somebody or something to reveal the truth to our hearts. We need a revelation and an insight into God's promises, plans, and his purposes for our lives. We can try and work it out ourselves, but very often we come up with the wrong answers. God's Word has all the information that we need, but he's given us the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit reveals truth to our hearts. It's the Holy Spirit that brings those understandings that are beyond our understanding. He breaks into our thinking, he breaks into our hearts, and he brings something fresh and something new about who God is. And what I'm talking about this morning is the Holy Spirit bringing us to a point of understanding, of revelation, that is outside our own thinking, because it's revealed. It's a revelation to us. It's a God moment. It's that moment when God breaks into our heart. Let's just read John 16. Hopefully we've got all the words on this one. No, we haven't. Here's my Bible. It's because of technology. It's rubbish. I changed the font into something else and it's changed it back. Right. John 6. So this is John 16, 13 to 15. So this isn't the NIV. However, when he, the Holy Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will speak on his own, not on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. So the work of the Holy Spirit is to take hold of who God is and declare it to each of us, to show us what it is. The Holy Spirit convicts the world of sin. That's what he does. What that means is he reveals the truth of who God is and the fact that we don't have a relationship with God, because there's this thing called sin that is separating us from him. And he reveals that truth to our heart. He reveals that to our heart. He convicts us of sin. He guides us into truth. And he takes of what is mine, all that belongs to the Father, and makes it known to you. Everything of God in all its fullness has been made known to us by the Holy Spirit. So he's working all the time. Even when we don't see him working, he's working. Did you know that? He never stops working. No days off. No time off. He's always working. He's always trying to bring something of himself and break into our lives. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. He's all the time trying to open those doors, trying to bring that revelation to our hearts. Something that God revealed to me many years ago when I was a teenager, and you read the Bible, and sometimes it kind of pops out and you go, oh, I've not understood that before, I've not seen that before. And this is probably the reason why, as a church, we talk about living it. We're talking about it's not just about being in here, it's about everywhere we go. It's about carrying the Holy Spirit, the power of God in flesh. And we represent God everywhere we go. And it's what happens in here can happen anywhere in the community. We can take this great news of God and share it with those around us. And it's the when I was reading Acts chapter 3, which is the Gate Beautiful, Peter and John were walking to the temple to worship God, and there was a beggar there, and he wanted some money. And so Peter and John said, well, we haven't got any. We can't give you any money, but we've got something that we want to impart to you. We've got something that we want to give to you that is better than money anyway. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And this beggar got up and walked. And it's a great story. It's a great miracle as you read around that. But what happened to my thinking was that what God wants to do isn't in the church, he's actually in our community. He wants to take of who he is, and he wants us to take it out there and not just restrict ourselves to gatherings like this, but everywhere we go, we have this opportunity to give of what God has given to us and give it to others. That has shaped my thinking. It was a revelation that came to my heart about how the church should be operating in the 20th and the 21st century. It should be outward looking. It should be working out there, seeing God work, not just in here, but outside of these doors. And it's changed my whole understanding of what church is. God revealed that. It was a revelation to me, and God can do that to each of us as we read the word. He can bring that revelation that brings different thinking, and it brings a whole new direction of the way we live, of our focus about what life is about. We're all at different places on our life journey. We've got some that are just starting off. We've got one on the corner over there we can hear every now and again. We've got some that are coming to the other end, of which I'm slowly becoming one of them. We're getting a little bit older. So we're all different, and we all understand and we all experience life in different ways. We all have ambitions. We face difficulties, we have issues with life, we have spiritual issues. But we need to have a revelation from the Holy Spirit, a God moment that opens up our understanding of what's happening and why. And how God fits into that, how God brings something new. Salvation is an awesome thing. It's life-changing, it's eternity-changing, and we've experienced that. We have become a new creation. Many people know something about God, and maybe you did in your journey of faith. Maybe you knew something about God, but the Holy Spirit has to bring that revelation that we need God in our lives, we need his forgiveness. We have to have a moment of personal revelation that transforms our lives and brings us into this relationship with God. That's a Holy Spirit thing. You can't just work that out. You can't read the Bible and understand what God is trying to do. You need the Holy Spirit to bring this revelation to you. I love the story of the disciples when he says, follow me. Follow me and I will make you fishers of men. And they had that moment of revelation that this guy was different. This man, Jesus, was talking about things that we've never heard about before. He was living a life that they'd never seen before. And he said to them, follow me. Maybe Jesus is saying that to you this morning. Follow me. Follow me. Don't just live your life for yourself, but follow me. And I will make you fishers of men. I'll turn you into something that you wouldn't believe. Because when the Holy Spirit reveals this and God begins to work in our lives, we can become fishers of men. The time that Jesus said, who do you think I am? And Peter says, you are Christ, the Son of the living God. This is what Jesus said to Peter. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. In other words, you've not worked that out, Peter. You've had a revelation about who I am. It was from the Holy Spirit. God just opened up his understanding. He gave him that God moment where he saw who Jesus was. And our salvation, or our need for salvation, comes by revelation. The great mystery of God becomes a reality as our heart sees the truth of who God is. We need a God moment that allows him into our lives. Most of us have experienced that. Maybe there's some here that haven't this morning. Just ask the Holy Spirit to reveal who God is. Reveal him to you personally so that you can make that decision about allowing him into your life. He wants to forgive you. He wants to transform you. He wants to make you a new creation, but you need that Holy Spirit revelation. You need a God moment, and maybe that's this morning. When we do become followers of Christ, when we become disciples, he changes our culture. He changes the way we think and the way that we behave. And he's always challenging who you are. And that can be quite wearing at times, because he'll go, you shouldn't be saying that. You shouldn't be doing that. This is what you should be doing. If you want me to bear fruit in your lives, then you've got to be obedient to what I'm saying, listen to what I'm saying. And very often we don't. And so there's a battle. I know that I've had many battles with God. I've said this before, I always thought I was right about everything. But God says I'm not. But we still battle about it. And there are things in our own lives, in your lives, that you'll be battling with God about. But we need that revelation of who God is in our heart so that we can make that informed decision. See, God's always challenging our thinking. There's a great scripture in Acts 10. It's it's the sheet that comes down from heaven, and Peter's in having a sort of Holy Spirit moment, and he showed him all these animals that were unclean, and Peter wouldn't partake of them. He said, I can't touch those. And then he said that the Holy Spirit just revealed to Peter's heart that what he was talking about was that the Gentiles needed to hear this gospel story. It wasn't just for the Jews, but it was for everybody in the world. He needed that Holy Spirit revelation in his own heart to move him into a new area of ministry. Maybe God is trying to challenge you, move you into a new area of ministry. We just need that God moment to allow him to do that. I love the story of Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was a tax collector. And tax collectors were a little bit devious. They lived by their stolen profits, if you like. They would take money off those that were paying taxes and keep it for themselves. And Zacchaeus obviously knew Jesus, or he knew about Jesus, and he wanted to engage with him. Jesus came to his house for tea. And Zacchaeus had a God moment. God broke into his life. He was saved. He became a believer. But the change in his culture was incredible. He said he gave back all that he had stolen. Even four times what he had taken from people, he gave back. And that's what God very often will do with us in our lives. When we become believers, God will turn around our thinking and our behavior, because he wants our flesh, he wants us to live out the truth of who God is. And what a story that would have been. Have you seen what's happened to Zacchaeus? He was stealing all our money. Now he's... What a great testimony to the power and transformation that God brings to our life. There was a rich young ruler, we call him a rich young ruler, came to Jesus and said, what must I do to inherit the kingdom of God? What must I do to be saved? And Jesus said, this is what you've got to do. You've got to give everything away. He had that moment where he realized that his wealth was of no value, and he rejected that revelation in his heart about the kingdom of God. We can do that as well. God can open our heart. God can speak something into our lives. And we can go, I'm not doing that. Excuse me. It's because we have freedom of choice. But God all the time is trying to change who we are. He's trying to impart something of himself into our daily living. But we can reject who God is and what he's trying to do. Revelation can bring faith. When we begin to understand who God is, our faith just begins to increase. When the very heart of God is revealed to our heart, our faith rises. And I think Lisa was talking a few weeks ago about Peter walking on water. Suddenly, Peter had this revelation about who Jesus was while they were sailing on the lake, and faith was kind of brought alive in his life, and he went out the boat and walked on the water. It's amazing what the revelation of God does. Those God moments where God is just trying to break into our lives. We need the Holy Spirit to reveal all the things that we are talking about and that they are possible. Sometimes we can understand something intellectually, but we need the revelation of the Holy Spirit to stimulate our faith. So this morning, are you looking for a God moment? Are you looking for God to do something in your lives? Or are you just looking for God? Do you need him to reveal truth to you, or direction, how to bring change in your life, how to deal with life issues, or your future, or your eternal future? Are you looking for a God moment? One of our values here is that we believe that every time we gather together, we should be expecting an encounter with God. That means we want God to do something. We don't want God just to be a distant God. We want him to be a close God that is living in our hearts, and we are having those encounters with him where he reveals something of himself to our heart. And I believe that God can do that no matter how long we've been on this journey. That God is always trying to bring something new, something fresh. He's always trying to change our thinking, our culture, our behavior. He started something in us. He tells us that in the Word, doesn't he? He started something in us, and he wants to complete it. He wants to work in you to bring fruit that is just going to glorify him. And the thing is, when we look to God and he brings those revelations to our heart, it brings something of his presence, his peace, his joy into our daily living. It's always a choice when we have an encounter with God as to whether we're going to listen or not. But God wants to bring everything that he has, that's his, the fullness of his grace, into our hearts. And we need to understand the grace of God that touches each of our lives is available to all of us. And maybe we need a revelation about the fullness of God's grace. His forgiveness, his love, his plans and purposes, the way he transforms us, his healing for us spiritually and emotionally and physically. That he gives us everything that we need for life and to live a godly life. He empowers us. So when we become a Christian, we don't just get left on our own to grow ourselves, but we are connected to him and he begins to grow us. We can't grow as a believer without being connected to him. Do you want an encounter with God this morning? Do you want a God moment where God breaks into your life and brings something that you need right now? It's always a challenge when we talk like this because we want God to do something. I don't want to put anybody under pressure. But the reality is we all need something from God. Some of us need bigger things than we can imagine or think. We can't see an answer to it. We need a God revelation that when we put him into that circumstance that suddenly it's sorted. Because the things that we can't see that are impossible, once we put God in, become a possibility. So this morning I want to pray. If you, let's just close our eyes. We don't do this very often. But we want to give God an opportunity to break into our hearts. And if while I've been speaking, you think, I need a God moment, I need God to reveal something to me, just stand. Let's just believe that God is going to do something, that he's going to break in. It's quite a challenge, this, isn't it? Because often we don't think we need anything from God, but we do. I can't persuade anybody to want more of God. That's between you and him. I'm just a messenger. The word that Eddie brought to us was a revelation by the Holy Spirit. We've had one already. We've had an encounter with God this morning. The moment that you became a Christian, God started working with you. God started growing you. He started changing you. Maybe that's something that you need a revelation about. Maybe you're trying to do it on your own. But he wants to work with you. Just going to pray. Father God, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for all that you are. And we thank you that you don't leave us to do it on our own, but you give us your Holy Spirit that brings revelation. And I just pray for those that are standing right now, that the thing that they're seeking, the thing they're looking for, Lord, that you will break into their thinking, that they will have an encounter with you, that there will be a difference in their lives. There will be a freshness and a newness in the way they understand and see you. Bring them moments day by day that bring new revelations about who you are. Pray for all of us because we all really need that. We all need to know you better. We all need a revelation of you and what you're trying to do in us. We need to know that in day-by-day living or day-to-day living, that you want to be involved in that. You want to make a difference. Just empower us with your Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen.